What really is life? Well, I see we have another professed time traveler spewing out predictions, or should I say memories. I guess it depends on what you believe about him. Isn't it odd when one person decides to come out with something we all consider strange? I am being charitable here. There will inevitably be many more who then come out doing just about the same thing. There are those who believe at least one of these people who claim to be time travelers are telling the truth, and the rest were put there to make him look foolish so no one would believe what he has to say. I can't buy that, and I will be glad to tell you why. If there was truly a time traveler and he wanted to have us believe him, all he or she would have to do is tell us true facts about things which were about to happen. So far, none of the so-called time travelers have done this. There have only been vague general references which any one of us could have made. There are some people who have their own ideas on why time travel cannot ever happen. I find some of these reasons interesting, but you would have to buy into the fact life is not what we believe to be able to consider them. One group believes everything that happens is just fantasy, just a sort of dream, and we are not even really on the planet Earth, but inside some computer simulation. I am sure many of you have heard about this. If this were true, everything we see is being purposely controlled. There can be no time travel, only the illusion of things. It would be a sort of Matrix life. I am referring to the movie which depicted people inside bods thinking they were really living interesting lives when they were in a sort of stasis. In a world like that, anything would seem possible for those who create the illusion and to make us think this was really happening. There are others who believe when we think of things like computer-controlled simulations, we are thinking too small, because we are comparing life with technology we know about now. They believe we are controlled by some future technology we cannot even understand. It is not a simulation, but all our actions and the actions of others are controlled, and we are not aware of this. In other words, there is no free will, but we are unaware of that and think there is. So far, we have no reference point to compare a technology like this to anything we know about, which makes it impossible to evaluate or even understand. One of the strangest things about life is no one really knows what it is. Why is a microbe alive and yet a grain of sand isn't? Sometimes you find some interesting things when you read comments on scientific sites, and one comment I read recently was one of those. A reader, obviously a very intelligent one and maybe one in a scientific profession, stated people had been trying to define life since the ancient Greeks. I believe people were trying to define life even before that time. But there is no sense splitting hairs. He goes on to say everything we believe is alive is really a machine, including ourselves. It turns out inorganic matter can be turned into organic matter in the lab. That matter can then react to certain stimuli. Is it then alive? There are those who believe we only think we are alive in the animal sense and we are really spirits. This may have some connection to what most people believe, and that is we have souls. If one listens to people like the famous reporter Linda Moulton Howe, who has interviewed people about UFOs and aliens, along with secret government projects, she will tell you she has been told by people who were abducted who said they were told by aliens we all have spirits and our bodies are only temporary containers for us to use until we get new ones. They have told her this is why so many people, mostly children, have incredible detailed memories of past lives. This would mean our true selves are the souls which inhabit these bodies. One thing she said she was told was there were only a fixed amount of souls and new ones could not be created, thus they are used in different bodies over and over. This would certainly indicate there is a superintelligence responsible for our lives, in other words, God. How do we know what is true and what is not true? People have suspected for thousands of years life is not what it seemed. Currently, there are scientists who think the universe is not what we believe it is, and after a certain point in space, everything is just a hologram. It is surprising to me the number of scientists who believe this. It is far more than one would suspect. I have to wonder how many of them might think we are some form of sophisticated holograms with or without self-determination. Scientists have begun to turn light into matter. There are a few people who think everything is really light and eventually humans will evolve into light beings and have some components of this now but don't realize it yet. Did we originally come from light and somehow were we converted into organic beings? I know it sounds really crazy, but if you would have asked people in the past could light be made into a solid, they would have looked at you like you were nuts. Light is one of the most prolific things in the universe, it is everywhere and even if we don't prove there is a connection with our evolution and light, it may have happened on some of the trillions and trillions of worlds throughout the universe. Moving on, there are some who believe we have already lived our lives and the Earth is really a sort of purgatory where we ascend to atone for the sins we committed during our past lifetime. Many religions talk about purgatory, but if it exists, would we know if we were sent there or would we just think we were on Earth because we may not have any memory of our real life? There is religious justification for believing in purgatory. I admit I have no idea what life really is, but I also believe neither do others. No one seems to have a complete idea and they may never have, because if we finally find out that may be the end of our journey,